Ella Bailey was a young man, grew right up in the church at Deliverance. And I love this young man. He's an entrepreneur and he's not scared. What would you do if you was not afraid? And his spirit and my spirit connect because he's not scared. So he reaches out to his community and his neighborhood and his church. We know it's not about a number thing in the church or how you rank, but God has blessed him to be the assistant to the pastor, Pastor William E. Peterson. And he's a faithful soldier. I told him I left his bio home and by mistake. But God, the Holy Spirit, will introduce him when he comes. To all family members that's out there, different churches, I see you. The order of service is directed by the Holy Ghost, and we're going to just turn it over to Elder Bailey at this time, and he can come as the Lord directs him. Ah, hallelujah. Bless your heart.
I was sitting there and Apostle Carnegie, I was like, Jimmy, I'm ready to preach. And it's not I am Kenneth Bailey, it's the I am of God.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Because I feel his presence.
Yes, yes.
In this place. See, some of y'all came for the return to home program. And some came to see other people. But I came to hear from God.
Yeah, yeah.
Pastor Carnegie, who's a good friend of mine, he's a good friend of mine because he was a good friend of my dad. And I honor Pastor Burnett and Pastor Barry, who is a preacher woman. I honor Jimmy, who's my friend. I honor Sonia, I guess she stepped out. I honor my wife.
Bless.
I honor my friends, Tavia, Tanya, my chairman and deacon boy who came down. I called out Apostle Doug Carnegie because he's a part of my journey, and he probably don't even know it. See, when I was young, I used to follow everything my dad did. And it's interesting that who you're around, you imitate. So when my father was a drug dealer, I wanted to be a drug dealer.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be better drug dealer than he was. But one Sunday morning, he came home from church where the Spirit of God was dwelling. And he came home with drugs in his pockets. And he said something that I'll never forget. He walked up to the altar and said, God, I'm turning it all over to you. I already know what's in my pocket can work, but I'm turning it all over to you to see if this Jesus thing work. He called it a Jesus thing because he didn't know who Jesus was. But once he found out who Jesus is, not was, but is, he shared it with me. And when he gave his life to the Lord, I gave my life to him. And I said to him, I know this work, but I don't know if this Jesus thing work. But I will trust in him. I used to come down here all the time and folks be shouting and saying, I remember Sandy too. And I always wanted to preach behind Sandy. I always wanted to preach behind Sandy, but you're doing a good job too. And the reason the conference meant so much to me is because of the fellowship. I come down here and I feel love, but I saw something in Apostle Carnegie. My father had kidney problems. And one day, Apostle Carnegie, my father's friend, drove him all the way around to the doctor. I said, that's a friend. So my dad died at 51 of complications to diabetes and kidney issues. But just like my dad, I had kidney cancer at 43. But at 53, I'm still here. So I tell that story to go back to Pastor Carnegie. When my dad died, he came to the service. Nobody else from the conference came. So I said, maybe he's coming on behalf of the conference. He gets up to the pulpit and said, I'm coming not on behalf of the conference. I'm just coming to be with you. Hey. I spent 11 hours getting here yesterday because God asked me to preach. Yeah. He appointed me for today.
Yeah.
I left the house at 9 o'clock. I had to go all the way to Fayetteville for baby shower. That's why I'm married 33 years later. Come back to the hotel. Get in my room at 11:30. without a message. Jesus brought me from Maryland 11 hours to tell you, you one shout away from your blessing.
One shout.
You're one shout from your blessing. Four hours into my journey, I had to stop to charge my car. Across the street was a thrift store. And Sasha, the spirit spoke to me at the thrift store. Years ago, I used to take stuff to the thrift store. I never bought the stuff I took to the thrift store back home with me. It's some of us who came out today that's been coming to the church and not leaving what they brought to church at church. Why take back something that belonged in the church? Amen. You one shout away from your blessing. The NIV version. You're going to earn your money today. The NIV version of Mark chapter 10 verse 46. It says, then they came to Jericho, and Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving a city, and a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. But he heard that Jesus was coming. He said, Jesus of Nazareth. And what did he do? He shouted, Jesus. Somebody say, Jesus. Jesus. It's something about that name, Jesus. That name of Jesus will change things. It will heal people. It will bring people together. You one shout away from blessing. This guy was brought to a place on a routine basis. He spent the majority of his time asking the wrong people for the wrong thing. He was begging to people that could only give him temporary blessings. And they brought him every day. But when he heard Jesus was coming, that was important.
Yes, Lord.
You might have brought a disability to church today.
Come on, come on.
But Jesus is here. Jimmy, watch what he did next. He shouted. He was blind, but he used other tools in his toolkit. You might not can run like Toya, but if you can wave your hand, my father lost his fingers, his legs. He couldn't even move like he wanted to. But he said, "Son, if you ever come to the hospital to see me, and I'm not moving and my eyes are blinking, I'm giving God praise for what I have left." You're one shout away from your blessing. So if my sister can shout on one leg, and we got two legs, we got two legs, two arms, two hands. He was determined to get his blessing. So when he heard Jesus was coming, he said, "Jesus." He said, "Have mercy on me." He asked mercy of him because he wasn't a perfect person. Let me tell you something. None of us are perfect. And it's by his grace and mercy that we're here today. If you knew my story, you wouldn't even want me in your pulpit.
Come on.
But because he had mercy on me, and I called the name Jesus, everything else that I was seeking after, all the people that was around me, until I called on the name of Jesus, I wasn't whole. Verse 48 says, many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But watch what he did. He shouted even more. So when you're in the church and they say, "Sit down," say, "I'm going to shout even more. I'm going to dance even more. Because what I look like is not what I've been through. And you ain't my God. And I'm not going to allow you to steal my blessing." So he said, "I'm going to shout even more." He said, "Son of David, have mercy on me." He had haters in his life. We all got haters in our lives. We got to come to the point that we're tired of being tired. I came all the way here for 11 hours to tell you that you're one shout away from your blessing. In verse 49, it's in the word. It says, Jesus stopped. His worship and his demeanor and his passion to get to Jesus stopped Jesus in his tracks. Jesus was just going along with his boys.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, Jesus. Jesus. I'm tired of having this cancer. Jesus. I'm tired of my kids being out there on drugs. Jesus. I want my marriage together. Jesus. I'm tired of taking this medication. Jesus. He stopped. I came all the way here just to say you're one shout away from your blessing. The blind man. Was tired. Is it anybody here tired? It's not COVID. It's not sickness. It's something that only you and God knows. And I come this far to say, you just call all this stuff. That disability that you had for so many years. If you just call on his name. Pastor Bernie. He said, Jesus stopped. He did not stop for a crowd. He stopped for one person. Wait. Shout with the crowd. Wait to come to church. Shout in your path. Shout in your child. Shout next door, next to your wife and next to your husband. Shout around your kids. Don't wait to come to Central Heights. Just shout. Because the people in the first man was hating on him. But he shouted anyway. You might not like my dance. You might not like my praise. You might not like the way I clap. When I started going to church, I didn't know the protocols. I did not know hallelujah. I did not know thank you, Jesus. But I just came out of a situation. And I said, God, if you get me through this, I'm going to tell your story. And the story haven't always been right. I used to be in church. And all I used to do was say, yeah. On every video. Because I was the cameraman. They be preaching. They be doing scriptures. I be out of order. And I say, yeah.
because I did not know what to say. But I knew I was in the position of getting a blessing. So my yeah. Turn to a hallelujah. But my yeah. Save my marriage. I did not follow protocol. So the next verse, brother, when Jesus stopped, the same people that was hating on him said, Jesus now calling you. Watch what he did. Back then, beggars didn't want to be seen. They were embarrassed because of their situation. So every time he went to these places, he had on a coat. He was blind. But was not forsaken. It was years that he was begging. And once Jesus came, when Jesus stopped, his coat, that coat represented his issues. When I go to Goodwill, I drop it off. I don't drop it off and pick it back up. Now, Bartimaeus, who's not blind anymore, he's healed.
He's healed.
Any part of his journey, he had to drop the coat off. What was separating him from God? I can't get through my blessings when I'm still cursed. Was holding me back. So he dropped his coat and jumped to his feet. He jumped to his feet and said, God, who brought something to church today? I ain't talking about the love offering. I ain't talking about whatever we do to raise money. I'm talking about what's keeping you from getting to your end. Whatever it is, drop it at the altar. He jumped to his feet. Apostle, he jumped to his feet. He had such passion, such determination to get to Jesus. Because he knew he was the only one that was going to bless him. You can be on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, TikTok. You can call all your friends. Sometimes you got to use what's in your tooth. I might not have a leg on this side, but I'm going to praise him with this one. the scriptures. You only need one. That if thou confess I'm healed because of his stripes. If you want healing, drop off that disease, because that disease is not something that you have, because you're already healed. So he jumped to his feet, threw off his coat, and approached Jesus. God wants us to come throw boldly to the throne. And ask what we want. So he comes to Jesus. And Jesus, who already knew what he was coming for, he says, why are you coming to me? After he stopped, after he threw down his coat, after he jumped to his feet, he says, why are you coming to me? I came all the way from D.C. past my exit to Goldsboro to go to a baby shower. To go to a baby shower with a bunch of women. And it wasn't the old school baby showers where they put stuff on people's heads and all of that stuff. No, it was a service. 2 hours of opening up gifts and talking about babies and crying and 11 hours to come here to tell you that you're one shout away from your blessing. So, watch this. He was bold enough to jump out of his seat of nowhere. Church folks are walking around with illnesses, not physical illness, but mental illness, because they on their seat of do nothing. If you came to church, we gonna do the offering. We gonna do the benediction. But if one person wanna get to their blessing, if you brought anything to church, I'm asking you to follow me to the altar. Don't worry about what your man gonna say. Don't worry because you're a deacon or you're a trustee. Don't worry about my feet hurt. Get out your seat and walk with me to the altar, because we're gonna pray for you. If you can't with an issue, step out your feet and just walk with me. You're one shout away from your blessing. You're one shout away from your blessing. People, you're one shout away from your blessing. That morning, he did not know he was going to experience Jesus, but he heard that he was coming. I'm not D.D. Jakes. I'm not even Apostle Kenny. I'm just one dude that took a step out on faith. Look at me now. He ain't just healed me from cats.
He kept my marriage together for 33 years. I had to go to a helicopter ride because the cardiologist, the chief cardiologist, said I had blockage all over my body. But mama, when I got to the hospital, the chief surgeon went into me and said, I ain't seen nothing. So I'm a believer that prayer in that helicopter and that prayer in that car with my wife, he did miraculous things. The other day, because now I'm speaking to the young folks, the other day, one of our workers was going to school, just turned 18, head-on collision and lost their life, just 18. We don't have tomorrow. So mama, they came to the altar. They did. We're still here. Mama, he came to Jesus. And Jesus knew he wanted to be healed of his blindness. But he wanted him to say it out loud. So mama, he says, what do you want? He says, Rabbi, I want to see. What do you want? You got to say it. Shout out. Shout out. Shout out. I want to see. So Jesus, who stopped, the same Jesus that put me here, say you were shot away from your blessing. Then Jesus said, he didn't even pray. He said, your faith made you whole.
Thank you.
I'm going to start from the back. I believe in some more people that brought some stuff to church. We ain't going to ask you what it is. If you don't want to leave it, if you don't want to take it back, get out your seat and bring it to the altar. Get out your seat and bring it to the altar. He said, Rabbi, he said, Jesus said, the one who can heal, Jehovah, say, your faith has made you heal. You weren't just here, but now you here. Your faith, not your mama, not grandma, but your faith.
The altar where you stand. The word, just speak the word. I believe God. As Pastor Barrett, we can all come down over, go over this. You can stay right there, mother. Come on, come on. Or turn to the side in the aisle. Yes, yes, yes. All right. What are you asking of the Lord?
Free mind.
What did you say?
To live holy and have a free mind.
To live holy and have a free mind.
Yes.
Just lift up your hands. My sister, what are you asking of the Lord?
Peace.
Peace.
Joy.
Joy. And togetherness. Let the hands of Jesus is healing. Thank you. 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 Just speak the word.
Love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
For healing.
Healing.
Peace, love, and joy.
Peace, love, and joy.
Healing of the body.
Healing of the body.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Has been
thank
to
Lord.
Me.
Thank you, Lord.
What are you asking of the Lord?
Can't afford not
thank you.
To praise his name.
Healing, healing.
What are you asking of the Lord?
Good as God has been to me.
With my family.
I'm going to give him the highest praise.
Everything I know.
As good as God has been to me,
Jesus.
Can't afford now to praise his name. Good as God has been to me, I'm going to give him the highest praise.
As the word went forth,
as good as God has been to me.
Now we want to leave this off.
Can't afford now.
Remember that it got to be a shout in you.
Good as God has been
you
to me.
You already know what you asked the Lord for.
Give him the highest praise.
As you go back to your seat.
As good as God has been to me.
We asking.
Can't afford
TT
to praise
Dixon if she would come.
Good as God has been
to the mic.
I'm gonna give him
hallelujah
the highest praise. As good as God has been to me.
With your hands raised
can't
up.
Afford now. To praise his name. It's God has been to me.
He shouted even the more. Right here is what you're going to do is illustrate that you have broke how the enemy wants you to feel and how he wants to keep you bound. But you ain't worrying about who's here. You're going to shout. Don't just shout anybody, but shout Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He's a deliverer. So all together, the count of three. One, two, three. Jesus.
Jesus.
Again, Jesus.
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 Jesus. Jesus. By your own faith. I know some of your testimonies. By your own faith, you are healed. Go in peace. Sin no more. As my sister ministered to us in song, we want you to remember.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire and darkest nights. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I will live in the goodness of God. Cause all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Cause your goodness is running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God.
It is not necessary that I be here, but it is necessary that the presence of the Lord is always here. Father in heaven, thank you now as we turn toward the outer doors. As we leave this mount of privilege, cover us, keep us, guide us, protect us. Hold us in the palm of your hand where there is no devil in hell to pluck us out of your hand. Father, we heard the emergency call.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
But we know you. Yes. And we trust you, God, to turn this situation around. You are an able God. Yes. You said that you were the Lord, our healer. And so, God, we entrust this person into your hand. We love you, God, and we honor you, Lord. And so we know that you are our healer. We call upon you because there is no other name to call. And so we call the name of Jesus, for we know we're one shout away from our next blessing. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless this food that we are about to receive for our body's nourishment and our soul's benefit. Lord, we pray